This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
There is radio and radio. And then there is Radio K Pulpit on 7 to 9 a.m. Can you hear the difference?
Hello, family and friends. I'm Renette Marburg, ready to meet with you on my program, Rise. On this program, we have honest and truthful conversations around family challenges relevant to you. Rise on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m., finding God's truth for a way forward together. Good afternoon, family and friends, and thank you for joining me this afternoon on Rise. My program is on 7 to 9 a.m., and we are really looking forward to spending the afternoon with you. And as you know, this is the program where we speak about family matters and where things are sometimes very painful to discuss and sometimes really, really relevant to the way we conduct our lives. So we are going to be having Natessa Jacobs on our program this afternoon. Such a privilege and a very good friend in the ministry. And she is the founder and evangelist of Chaya Abmog Ministries. And she's also an ex-teacher, so she's well seasoned in teaching. And we are so looking forward to having her. But today's topic, I think, is going to touch many lives. It's going to be very relevant. I think if we had to look back at our own childhoods, those that are new, probably pregnant mommies at this time, is about the rejection in the womb. Even though we know that God has a perfect plan for us and He knew us before we were born, yet at the time when the real realities of life comes crashing down and we are often born in trauma, unplanned, unwanted situations, and that is what we're going to be addressing today. But we will join with her straight after this by, I think this song is so apt, that is coming on now by Shanae, and it says, "Who Am I?"
You're listening to Rise on Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m.
Good afternoon and welcome back. And thank you for joining me this afternoon on my program called Rise on 7 to 9 a.m. And I know we are heading up for the holidays, but I think sometimes we still have to deal with very important matters and things that we possibly know and not knowing that we actually experience in our families. And I have the privilege this afternoon having Natessa Jacobs, evangelist and teacher and founder of Chaya Abmog Ministries. And she is really seasoned in these topics. And we are so blessed to have her here this afternoon. Welcome, my dear friend. And she's a very trusted friend in the ministry. And welcome. And thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you very much, Renette. It's a privilege and an honor to be here. And to just speak on what the Lord laid upon my heart to share with all the listeners this afternoon.
And I think it's a very relevant and powerful message that you're going to share with us. You know, we often have very struggling relationships in our families, and we don't understand where it started and how it happened. And it doesn't mean that we are disrespecting any mommies here or any families here, but we need to look at, often we need to look at, as I said, the unspoken issues mm-hmm. that come from, when children were conceived and born and how they were born and the circumstances that they were born in. And Tessa, I know it's got nothing to do with the fact that we don't love our mothers and our fathers and our children, but things creep in and we don't often know where it started. And you're going to share a little bit of your testimony of things that you adopted due to the relationship you and your mom had from birth. So just share that with us and then we can, you know, just see how you navigated it through life and where it led you.
Mm. Amen. Yes, Renette, I think the problems that I had surfaced in my childhood, it all started in the womb, that I was rejected, I believe. My father and my mother, they had to get married because of me. When my mom fell pregnant, my older sister, she was born already out of wedlock. And then my mother became pregnant and they had to get married with me. Myself and my mother, we never really had a relationship, you know, because my father had an eye for women. And he was always, you know, more out of the house than in the house. And he was a good father. He was a present father, you know, but he had outside relationships, yes, as we call it now. Had other affairs, you know. And but my father loved me very much, you know, and because of that, I think that's where the problem came with myself and my mother. She started rejecting me, you know. First of all, because she had to get married probably because of me. And here I'm born. And now my father gave more attention to me than to her and my other sibling and the others that came. And and in the old end, I struggled with my identity, who I was, you know, and forever we had problems. My mother and myself, we were at each other's throats all the time. We never had a relationship where my mother said, I love you, or hugged me, or, you know, you're beautiful, and all of that. But all of that changed afterwards when I came to the Lord, you know. And I was not just a product of rejection, I believe, but I'm also a product of, and that is what brought me hope, you know, in the days to come after I came to the Lord, where I found myself, my true identity in Christ. And then I became a product of restoration and reconciliation, because God brought me and my mother together again, and we had such a beautiful relationship. And all of us, our children, you know, the siblings and so on. Yeah. Difficulties in the sense of, you know, because I had to fight for myself. There was nobody else that could fight for me. I became hardened, and I became a fighter.
And really is.
And yeah, and also I became a survivor. But when I came to the Lord, even now, I'm not a survivor, I'm a conqueror.
Yes.
You know? But to come back to the rejection of the womb, I realized that, because what happened, that same things that happened to me when I was in my mother's womb, it was that it was, who can I say, brought over unto,
yes,
the children.
Transferred.
You know, transferred unto the children. And I started rejecting my children as well, especially my eldest one. Mm-hmm. You know, then, and what we as mothers, or parents, doesn't realize that it is a curse. Mm-hmm. You know, because I was born, I was forced to get married. Then my eldest one, you know, I was forced to get married with her as well. Mm-hmm. You know, when I was pregnant, although she was born out of wedlock.
Yes.
But my parents wanted to force me to get married, but I got married like few months, say a year later, you know. Mm-hmm. And and then the problems, the issues that I had, that my mother experienced with my father, I started experiencing in my, yes, marriage, you know. And that same attitude that my mother adopted, I started adopting.
Yes.
And I started, sure, having problems with my daughter. I could not
bond
with her. Mm. Yes, I could not tell her I love her and, you know, the same thing. But I forced myself because I was a teacher, you know, and I had a passion for children.
But you couldn't find it with your own child.
But I couldn't, and it was a struggle in the beginning. But today I have such a beautiful bond, you know yourself, with my eldest one as well, you know. Yes.
That is so beautiful, you know. And but the thing is, what happens is that, you know, often we are born in a, you know, we sometimes there are unplanned, traumatized situations, and we, you know, families, as you say, get forced because of tradition, and you know, but the rejection comes from the fathers as well.
The fathers as well.
You know, you were mentioning about the seed being corrupted and contaminated as well.
Yes. Because, you know, when we go to the Bible, the word of the Lord says that God said, I will put enmity between you and the enemy, you know. And so, daar sal altyd 'n vyandskap wees tussen die vrou en die saad van die vrou. You know, but he also gives us a promise. He says that that seed, you know, that the enemy seed will bite the heel, but your seed, the woman's seed, will crush his head.
Wow.
You know, and that's why it's so important for us as mothers to realize that we need to break this curse of the seed. Whether the bad seed comes from the husband or the bad seed comes from the wife, the mother or the father, you know. But we have the authority because we gave birth to the seed. The seed was planted inside of our wombs, but we were the one that pushed. We were the one that struggled, you know, through that whole pregnancy, that 9 months. You understand? So now it is up to us as mothers to come to that place to say, listen here, this is it. I'm going to break that curse over the seed in my womb. And what I'm going to give birth to is not something that's going to be rejected, you know, but it will be accepted. My baby, my child, he will be beautiful. They will find their identity. Their own identity, not Tessa's identity, not Renette's identity, not whoever or the grandfather or the great-grandfather or mother, but their own identity. And where else to find it but in Christ?
Amen. Amen. And that is so powerful and profound because, you know, the Lord says as well, you know, Psalm 48, he says, God is our way, God is forever and ever. He will be our guide even to the end. So wherever we have started in the womb even, he will guide us to the end, and he is forever. And that is the beautiful, another promise that he's given us, is that no matter what mistakes we've made, it can be restored and rectified. And that is what I love about your story even, is that you have a beautiful relationship with your mother now and with your parents in spite of the way you started out. And even God is in that plan.
Amen. Amen. And even when I think of what the Lord has done, you know, in my own situation, remember I said that I became hardened and I had to fight for myself, and I became a tomboy. And I used to fight, and I loved to fight, and
aggressive.
And I became very, very aggressive, you know. And you could not even look at me and I will go after you, you know. But afterwards, I became a very softened person.
Yes.
When I realized my identity in Christ, you know, and when God started to change my name, and I realized that my DNA, you know, is in Him at the end of the day.
Yes.
He made me, He formed me. And that the promises that the Lord has given me, not just me, but my seed, is that they're going up and not down. They're going forward and not backward. Ooh. They will be prosperous.
Yes.
You know, they will lack nothing in Jesus' name. And that is what we need to look forward to as mothers, you know, that we shall not give up on our seed, that we have been giving birth to, spiritually and as well as in the natural.
Mm.
You know, don't give up on your children. My child, my eldest, went through everything that I went through. You know, the heartaches, even to the point where her husband tried to kill her. You know, tried to drown her. Stuff like that. You know, but then I had to remind myself and remind the enemy, hello, the curse is broken.
Amen.
The curse is broken by me because I made the decision that whatever came from my womb is blessed in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen, amen. That is so powerful and profound. But we're going to continue with this conversation because I really think it's something that when we think back, those that are listening, those that might be pregnant right now, is like, where are you at that you can, and we're going to continue with that particular part, is like, where are you at right now? And if you think back that God can catch that up, He's amazing. He can catch that up and heal that gap in no time because He is a God that restores, rectifies, and He has a promise for each and every one of us. So, but first of all, we're going to listen to Peter McCarthy, and it says, I surrender. Good afternoon, and thank you for staying tuned in with us this afternoon, on this beautiful afternoon. We just want to remind you that was I Surrender by Peter McCarthy, and that is so profound for on the topic that we are speaking on. It's about the rejection in the womb. And we have Natessa Jacobs in the studio with us this afternoon, and I am in awe of what actually happens within the womb and how it transfers from generation to generation and the things that we adopt in our personalities and in our behaviors towards our children. And this is such a profound topic. And, you know, we're just wanting to really, and this has got no condemnation. We actually self-condemn a lot in these processes. And we need to get past that, is the fact that we are born with a plan and a purpose, and sometimes it's not always in the favorable circumstances. Sometimes we've had to make decisions on abortion, make decisions on, you know, having to get married, being born in a situation where we're born out of wedlock, even if you think your own line. And this is actually a topic that has no race, no color, no background, No financial status. It affects everybody. Every single person has the same outcome. If we do not find ourselves surrendered to the plans that God has for us. So Natessa, you know, you came up with some very incredible that point of who are we in Christ.
Amen. Yes. Yeah, Renette, you know, as I said, I found my identity in Christ Jesus. And I've learned that I'm not rich anymore, but I'm accepted. I'm accepted in the Beloved. And God has gave me a beautiful family. I've been rejected by my family. I had to fight for myself, even though we loved one another, but we had our conditions to how we love.
Very conditional love.
There was a conditional love. And I found an unconditional love.
Amen.
In Christ Jesus. And that was my directive. And that's how I live my life now. You know, it's not about how people see me. It's about what God sees about me. How does the Lord see me? And to come back to the rejection in the womb, you know, kijk daar wat letsels. Daar's letsels.
Yeah.
Wat daar achtergelaat is, je weet. En out of the rejection as well came, you know, I became, as ons het zo kan zeggen, a Jezebel. Je weet, kom ons, vat die bal bij de oorings. You know, I was manipulative, I was controlling because I was forced to fight for myself. you know. And with that thing, I went into my marriage. And I practiced that even onto my children, you know. And it came to a place where, you know, nobody tells me nothing. This is the way it should be. This is it. And no matter, your opinion didn't matter. And that was mistakes that I made. But I could rectify it, you know, by the Holy Spirit that convicted me. The Lord convicted me on everything that I've done wrong. And I had to repent. And that's how we can make things right in the womb. If you believe that there was some times where I also said, you know, ek het verkeerde man getrou. I married the wrong man. You know, but and I had to repent even of that because God allowed it for a reason. If I didn't marry that man, my husband, you know, I would not have been the person that I am today. I would not have had the children that I have today. And I love my children, in each of them, in a very special way, you know, because the Lord came to show me, you know, what he has placed inside of them that's going to make them function in the future. And I've said it before, don't reject your children, no matter what they are, no matter who they are, no matter what they are projecting at you right now. Love them. We cannot change their minds for them, but we can go back into the womb. We can go and repent. Lord, forgive me, you know, for rejecting my child. Forgive me for making wrong decisions before the child was born and even after the child was born, you know. Forgive me for the way I've acted. And my hurt, you know, placing my hurt upon the children and showing them, you know, this is the way, although it's the wrong way. And if you, there is something, yeah, this is what I wanted to come back to now, to speak into the womb and say, you know what, devil, you are a liar. I know your plans. You've been exposed. I know why you're coming for my child. I know why you're doing the things that you're doing. It's because there's something inside of my child that God has placed. That's going to make him function in the future. Because God's promise is, yes, he has a plan with each and every one of us. You know? And to start speaking life into the child. You are not a drug addict anymore. You are prosperous. You will go to church. You will serve the Lord in everything that you do. You are not a failure anymore. You know, you the only thing that you will be addictive to is a good life. You know, and direct the ways and all of that of the child through prayer. The mothers need to come back to prayer, to come and lay prostrate before the Lord in Jesus' name. You know, because that is the place where it's only in that position of prayer that change can come. We cannot change people, but only God can.
Amen. That is so powerful. And that is, again, the duties of as a mother, is things that we've been given that authority to be able to petition before the Lord with our children. And that is such a beautiful concept that we can adopt as a place of worship. The Lord also just reminded me as well in a scripture here. He says, the Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. And sometimes we've gone astray right in the beginning of our children's lives and or in our own personal lives. He says, but he leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his ways. And that is Psalm 25, 8 to 9. So there is always a turning back point where God just accepts us with our mistakes and our faults, and he starts showing us the right way because we are
as long as we humble ourselves before Him, that He can take us on the path that He needs to take us and guide us so that He can be there to restore, rectify all our old mistakes. But it needs to be, the buck needs to stop somewhere. Yes. And we cannot allow it to go from generation to generation. But I think we're going to carry on. We're going to minister straight after this. I'm going to get Natissa to pray for us and minister into our families. And we will be first listening to Johan Brits, You Are the Reason. And that is one of my favorites and one of my favorite artists, South African artists. So let us join him, Johan Brits, with You Are the Reason. Good afternoon, family and friends, and we're in our last session this afternoon, finishing up this afternoon, but we have got a very, very special guest in our studio. We have also need to just do some admin. We have a WhatsApp group that you can contact us on 081-729-1657, and we have our Telegram number is also 081-729-1657. Our SMS line is 37988, and we've got a very active Facebook page, so please go on there as well. It's 729 Kaapse Council or 729 Cape Pulpit, and you'll really be able to enjoy our Facebook. There's a lot of things happening there, and you'll meet a lot of our presenters and a lot of our guests, and please go on there. And then we've got the counseling department, which is on 021-91-77-000, and you just need to press option one, and that we can maybe possibly guide you in the direction that you need help, or we can hear what we can pray for. So let us just get back to Natissa Jacobs, and she's going to minister to us this afternoon in the last session about the how do we not fall into these pitfalls that we are setting, that the enemy sets us up in wrong relationships and wrong decisions that we make for ourselves.
Yes, Renate, the enemy has a lot of pitfalls, you know, for us, set out there for us, because it is in the Word of God. He will come for us, He will come for our seed. And how can we prevent it, you know, is to teach our children that not to get married for the wrong reasons. Pregnancies is not the reason, a good reason to get married, you know. For business, it's not a good reason to get married, you know. You must get married for the right reasons, because you love the other party, first of all. And then as well, you know, to teach them in their walk, you know, that they need to respect their mothers and their fathers, their parents, no matter who they are, no matter what they are, no matter what your parents look like. You need to respect your mother and your father, because the word of the Lord says, honor your father and your mother so that your days can be lengthened. Amen? And as well as we as parents must get to that place, as we said previously, you know, to go and travail, to go and petition for our children. Rise up. And this is what I love about the program, you know. And I want to stand out there today and declare and to decree, you know, let us go and petition that our children will rise up from where they are at. We are going back, and today we're going to take our children that is in gangsterism, that is in drug addictions, that is in wrong marriages, that has been gotten married for the wrong reasons, that has fallen into the pitfalls that we have fallen into, you know. We're going to go get them out of there today in the name of Jesus. We reject whatever assignment the enemy has on our children's lives. We look at the role models. Yes, our families is not what it is supposed to be, you know, not what we wanted it to be when we got married. But when we are in Christ and we do what we're supposed to do, especially as mothers, and we are praying mothers, God is going to come through for our children. Because what did He do with Rebecca? He said to her, you know, Jacob's mother, he said, Jacob has been raised in the church environment, went to Sunday school, all of that. But still, he was a cheat. He was not the ideal man. But there came a time when God said to Jacob, Jacob, I am the God of your father Abraham. I am the God of your father Isaac. You know, and today is the day I promised your mother that she and her house will serve the Lord. Today is the day that I'm bringing you back into your promised land. And today is the day that we as mothers is going to rise up, as your program says, rise up, and we're bringing our children back into the promised land in the name of Jesus. They will not be defeated. They will not be failures. They will be successes, and they will be conquerors. They will not just survive out there, but they will conquer out there in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. And that is exactly what we need to do. We need to stand up for our families and fight. Fight for our families in spite of our mistakes. And you know, the sad thing about this is that we don't have wisdom and knowledge, but this word has everything to guide us. The Holy Spirit is there to usher us and navigate our conduct, our vocabulary, our narrative for the family.
And another thing before I end off, I need to say this quickly, can I?
Sure, of course.
You know what? The reason why we're concentrating, it's not that we are demeaning the male, the fathers, you know, out there, but the woman. A revelation that God gave me as well is that, you know what? There's something inside of a woman to prevail. The woman is not just a man, but she's a man with a womb.
Yes.
She can feel things that the man cannot feel. She can give birth to things that the man cannot give birth to. Mm-hmm. And not just giving birth to, but to have empathy and to have sympathy and to have compassion, you know, to what you have been carrying in your womb. And by the time when you give birth to it, it will be kingdom. Yes. Birthing. Amen. And even if we didn't do it, give kingdom birthing when we gave birth to the child, we can still do it now. When we get onto our knees and we start crying out unto the Lord for our children, and not just our children, but our community, but for our neighbors' children, for our youth out there, that they will come and see their light, get into that place where they can have role models. You know, that they can look up to, not the drug, the gang bosses out there, you know.
But that's even in every aspect of life. We just latch ourselves. We go find ways to belong somewhere, and we latch ourselves into, instead of coming back to our families, coming back to God, and really getting our full a godly order back in our homes.
Yes.
And that is what we can start praying for. And this is such a relevant time, because there isn't time to waste. There's a sense of urgency that we need our children saved, returned to the Lord, and under His umbrella, and through Him, where our families can be restored and rectified, and our sins can be redeemed. In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Tessa, for joining us this afternoon. We are so blessed and so grateful for having you. May the Lord just continuously use you amongst very troubled communities. And we just thank you for the work that you are willing to do out there, and that you are a powerful, powerful woman of God. And we just thank you for everything that you have committed to in the now and in the future, that the Lord will just use you internationally. I know you've traveled internationally and ministered all over the world. But praise the Lord for the fact that you are now in South Africa and doing what you need to do for our country and our youth.
Amen.
So bless you, my dear friend, and may the Lord just continuously use you mightily amongst these people and your family. And we just ask you, family, please, it's holiday time. Take care, be careful, stick to the rules, and be good. No drinking and driving. And not that I expect us to do that. We are such good citizens, but you know, we need to be aware of those that are doing that, and we need to be vigilant. And yes, and speak life and be good and enjoy your holidays, enjoy your families, enjoy the time together, bless your children, love on them, and in spite of, repent and return to the ways that you would love to see your family be at this time that we are going in towards the end of the year. So let us go into the new year, restored and rectified and redeemed in all our areas of life. So we just ask you, thank you, thank you, thank you for being there for your children, and that you are the one that's going to usher your families into their eternal destiny. So thank you for joining us this afternoon, and we will see you next week, same time. Goodbye.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.